Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 1st, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: win for the banks, bonds tumble, M&A jumps in Q1, and J&J vaccine snafu. Leading today's news: the tech stocks rally looks to keep going with the NASDAQ futures solidly higher at the open, but the broader market is more cautious, with S&P futures up slightly and an unusual jobs report set for tomorrow. The Department of Labor will release its March jobs report tomorrow, Good Friday. It is a market holiday, but not a federal holiday, and it's rare that the big payrolls figure lands on Good Friday. Ahead of the number, weekly initial jobless claims will be released at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time today, with economists looking for a slight dip to 680,000 from the 684,000 the week before. Continuing claims are forecast to drop to 3.775 million. It's those continuing claims, which demonstrate the trend in the labor market, that will have more bearing on tomorrow's payrolls report, where the survey comes in for the first half of the month. Private jobs bounce. Yesterday, ADP reported its measure of private sector employment, which showed a rise of 517,000, about in line with estimates. The service sector added 437,000 jobs and significantly outpaced its monthly average, ADP said, while the manufacturing sector added 80,000 jobs. The ADP report tends to have a bad correlation with the official government figures, though, and Wall Street is looking for bigger gains tomorrow. 1 million jobs added? The consensus is for non-farm payrolls to have risen by 647,000 last month, which would be the biggest gain since September 2020. The unemployment rate is seen falling to 6% from 6.2%, but there's some big variation in what the big banks are calling for. We look for non-farm payrolls to increase by 1 million in March, pushing the unemployment rate down to 5.9%, Merrill Lynch says. Morgan Stanley is looking for a net payrolls gain of 700,000, but also predicts that the jobless rate will fall to 5.9%. JPMorgan Chase is close to the average prediction at 650,000. Diane Swonk, chief economist at Grant Thornton, is also predicting a bullish gain of 1 million jobs, which would be the highest since last August when the summer rebound was still strong. Private sector payrolls are expected to rise by 850,000, while gains mostly at the state and local levels make up the remaining 150,000 of those increases, Swonk writes in a blog. Employment gains in restaurants, bars, and accommodation are expected to account for more than half of overall job gains. Hiring in healthcare is also expected to post outsized gains. In fact, one of the ironies of the pandemic was the blow to healthcare employment, she adds. We were still down by more than 500,000 jobs in the healthcare sector in February compared to the year prior. Cuts at the onset of the crisis were particularly large because smaller offices were forced to close for lockdowns almost entirely. Hospitals were forced to put more profitable elective surgeries on hold as people with non-COVID conditions shied away. In other news, the broader market and cyclicals outperformed tech shares in Q1, while bond prices sank and deals had their biggest quarterly performance in 20 years. The S&P 500 is up 5.8% year-to-date, outpacing the NASDAQ, which rose 2.8%. The Dow, with its cyclical tilt to financials and industrials and its price-weighted calculation, rose 7.8% through the first 3 months. Given the carnage we saw in some areas of the market recently, it may not seem that way, but March was a very positive month for U.S. equities across different styles and sectors, Bespoke Investment Group writes in a note. At the index level, the Dow led the way, surging nearly 7%, but the S&P 500 was also very strong, gaining more than 4.5%. Large-cap tech was an area of relative weakness, but even the NASDAQ 100 was up 1.71%. Just about all of which came on the last trading day of the month. Continuing a trend that has been in place all year, value stocks left growth in the dust, more than doubling the gains of growth stocks during March, Bespoke adds. In its review of Q1, DataTrack Research says the outsized moves seen in volatility in previous years are returning to normal at a fairly brisk pace. Lots of liquidity in the U.S. economy and financial system has helped corporate earnings rebound and valuations stabilize quickly, DataTrack's Jessica Rabe writes. That, along with a solution to the crisis issue, i.e. vaccines, and lower equity sector correlations, have dampened volatility faster than prior post-crisis periods. Yields take off. One of the big weights on technology and other high-valuation stocks has been the rise in U.S. Treasury yields. Treasury prices sank the most since 1980, when the Fed funds rate surged in an attempt to curb inflation. The Bloomberg Barclays U.S. Treasury Index is off 4.25% over the past 3 months. Inflation expectations are a big reason for the rise in yields, with the 10-year break-even rate approaching 2.4, levels not seen in nearly 8 years. I think yields continue to go up, Bob Parker, senior advisor at Quilvest Wealth Management, says. M&A booms. Mergers and acquisition enjoyed their best performance in 2 decades in Q1 at $1.1 trillion. A big boon to that activity is SPACs putting money raised to use. The amount reported of public companies buying private companies rose to $435 billion in Q1, up 86% from the year-ago period, according to a Bloomberg estimate. North America led deal-making with $644 billion, followed by Europe at $286 billion and Asia-Pacific at $261 billion. Human error led to the accidental mixing of vaccines at an Emergent BioSolutions plant in Baltimore, rendering 15 million doses of Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccine useless, the New York Times reports. With Asia in third place in regional M&A, a jumpstart of SPAC activity could lead to more deals in the area. A flurry of investment is set to bring the red-hot trend of blank-check entities going public in order to find a private merger partner to Asia, where it's played a small part so far. The region's merger acquisition activity is heating up, and one banker notes that the only issue may be running out of merger candidates with so many SPACs coming on board to invest. Also in the M&A space, Micron and Western Digital are reportedly considering making separate bids for Japanese chipmaker Kioxia Holdings that could value the company at $30 billion. A deal could be finalized this spring, though it's not guaranteed, according to a Wall Street Journal report. In more news on chips, Taiwan Semiconductor says it plans to spend $100 billion over the next 3 years to expand its chip fabrication capacity. TSMC, whose customers include Apple and Qualcomm, already have indicated plans to spend $25 to $28 billion this year to develop and produce advanced chips. President Biden's $2 trillion American Jobs Plan unveiled Wednesday asks Congress to approve a $50 billion investment in domestic semiconductor manufacturing and research. Last September, a study from lobbying group Semiconductor Industry Association and Boston Consulting Group said that the United States needed to spend that amount on semi-manufacturing to increase its global market share above the current 12%. Apple says it will build a grid-scale battery-based renewable energy storage facility in California near a solar farm that already provides daytime energy need for its headquarters in Cupertino. The project will store 240 megawatts of energy, or enough to power more than 7,000 homes for 1 day. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures, crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin are all set to open in the green. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Manufacturing Index is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.